after spending a year and a bit going on the farms and feeling somewhat despondent at their state. And I'm very happy that you all came. I feel despondent that others didn't come who I'd invited, and I feel it'd be good that they could also participate in this general energy. So I'm feeling double happy and sad about those who didn't come. And I think it's a great adventure. It's actually a lot of exciting things that we heard here, things I didn't realise were going on. And I think it's very exciting to actually see here in this particular setting, to see a community so aptly dedicated to self-sufficiency and seeing what it looks like on the ground. And particularly spending 100,000 euros on a root cellar. So I've taken this as a kind of the baseline to measure how we're doing. And for me, I won't feel content or satisfied until we start shifting the trend that we have to find a model that works across Europe. We have to find the Czech farm flourishing and safe and a third and a fourth farm, you know, that we think there's safety here. We have to find that there's more than one person looking after the farm in Poland. We have to find a system that the communities are developing in whatever model it takes. I don't necessarily think that the Brighton model is going to be able to roll out across Europe. I think it's different than in other places. But I think that we have some models, whatever they are, that are successful. And for me, that's my vision. I think Shura Prabhupada wanted things to be successful. And that success may take different forms. So I'm feeling very encouraged that you all came. And I'm feeling very encouraged to meet you all and actually feel inspired. And I'm going back with a lot of fresh energy in the areas of self-sufficiency of the man. The man's like a big tanker. It's like a farm in the city, and it's got a lot of city focus, and there's a lot of challenges there. And I talk about growing grains, and they all kind of look at you like you're dumb or something. we get tons and tons of flour donated. It's like, and anyway, so there are challenges. But coming here and hearing your stories, I think yes, we've got to do one more thing. We've got to keep going, the man. So I'm feeling very, very happy. And I'm also feeling very happy that Bala Bhadrapu has been asking for years actually to have someone to help him with the ministry. And I think he's feeling frustrated. I think he's feeling lonely actually in that post. And he's singing the same song for years and years. And I think now to actually have more people helping him, and I think I feel very satisfied in that regard. In that regard too. So my message for the GBC is, as you've said, that at least they should say things. It's free, doesn't cost any money. They preach anyway. Just what about preaching about this? I think there's a lot of people crisscrossing Europe that aren't tied into the European Leaders Meeting, aren't tied into the Euro GBC. I think somewhere they have to be brought onto the kind of network that go to the farms, talk about farming, and any of the things I mentioned in presentations. Thank you all very much.
Hare Krishna. I also am very inspired, and on top of that I feel very humbled to meet all of you wonderful devotees. And to listen to your sincerity, your devotion, your dedication. To Srila Prabhupada's mission. And to this half of Srila Prabhupada's mission that he wasn't able to establish. I'm very, very happy to be able to come back to New Brajadam to experience the Radhe Shyam experience. It's unique. It's very special. We have a great responsibility to Srila Prabhupada to take up this dharma, this duty of protecting the cows and the bulls, showing their usefulness. One of the little sound bites that we have at ISKCON is that the bull is not the soup bone of the family farm. The bull is the backbone of the family farm. So he's not to be killed and put into the cooking pot. But he is more valuable alive than dead for his service. Just as we consider the mother, all the different mothers as living entities that help to sustain us, the bull is one of the fathers. And we need to work shoulder to shoulder and side by side to show the usefulness of both the human father and the bovine father. So, one thing I have to say, Maharaj, is that your disciples, some of them are tricksters. When I came last year, I was coming from GBC meetings in Mayapur, and I got an invitation from Gaurashakti Prabhu. I had the great fortune to be here during Gaurpranim, and Gaurashakti Prabhu asked me to give the lecture on Gaurpranim Day. And so I wrote back and I said, I have to decline your offer because I don't really know anything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please ask one of the senior devotees to speak on that day. And he wrote back very, very graciously and said, all right. But then, when I was here, on Gaurpranim Day, he comes up to me with Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he says, you are going to speak because here is the meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Chankazi. And it's all about cow protection. So he tricked me. I couldn't, even though I am such a novice devotee, not very scripturally realized. And then yesterday, Mother Pushpa Gopal, she tricked us. Because we had some laundry to do. And she said, oh, I have a machine. I will do it for you. And so we went over to the house. And we're gathering our laundry. And she insisted. She said, it is my duty as a host to serve you in whatever way I can. So my wife and I are gathering our laundry. And she comes out from the back room, and she has a big bucket, and she said, this is my machine. So in the mood of rendering service, your disciples are tricksters, but they are very, very wonderful tricksters. So you are all very wonderful devotees of Lord Krishna, and humbly, I appreciate your coming to have this experience in New Brajadam, to be able to experience a farm project that is moving ahead. After 15 years, there is very competent planning for Shakti Prabhu under the guidance of Shivaram Maharaj. There has to be a head on the body. The body can't just be spastic and flapping around. So not only is it a farming community, but there is a whole Krishna conscious ethos which is fueling this community. And I think that's one of the most important things that I have learned by coming here, is that Krishna conscious principles that are being instilled by Shiva Ram Maharaj, being carried forth by Gaura Shakti Prabhu and all of the wonderful devotees here. It's truly very humbling to me to participate and to experience the atmosphere here. So, thank you very much for coming. Your presentations were absolutely wonderful, inspiring, humbling, thought-provoking. And throughout the year, if we can all stay connected through internet, that would be very nice. As far as how the European GBC can help, I do feel that they should be invited to the meeting next year. And I'm very happy that you changed your schedule to be here and communicate with us and share with us. I do feel that the other European GBCs should be invited, should be encouraged to come to next year's meeting. And even more so, Samsundar Prabhu and myself will be communicating with them that it is very important that they come and spend time on their farm communities, which are in their zones, and get to know the devotees, get to know the cows, try and understand the lifestyle of Krishna the cowherd boy, and what that means in a Krishna conscious society. Thank you very much, Maharaj, both Maharajas, Gaura Shakti Prabhu, Shamsundar Prabhu, all of the assembled wonderful devotees. Thank you very much.
You might make the closing speech, Maharaj.
Once again, thank you all for attending, and let's hope next year we can double the attendance. I don't know how many other devotees are out there. What was the total number that you invited?
Well, I had 40 coming, and there was 8 people here who weren't on my list, so it would have been 50 if everyone came.
I can just say that any networking or communication with Euro GBC, Euro GBC, EC, or Global GBC, I'm really happy to help. I need to be sort of prompted and directed, but in terms of making both presentations as well as, for instance, that was a very good proposal. Goshak Prabhu mentioned 10% of their time on farming communities, or if not, at least if they don't have it, then they can get involved at least to that degree. That could certainly be a proposal. So I'm more than happy to help on that level. And as far as anything else, I guess the only other thing I would want to say is that what I mentioned yesterday, for me, cow protection, agriculture, self-sufficiency, living off the land, all falls within the context of Varnashram, a social structure. And although it's an extremely complex, controversial issue that so many people have so many opinions about, and unfortunately, again, hasn't really been well formulated, well or badly, in our society, and it's really a mission for ISKCON. That until we actually come to grips with that and somehow define what the social structure in which Vaishnavas are meant to live, particularly in our farming communities, because cities makes it really difficult, although some type of model also can be transposed to there. we're dealing with parts of the whole equation. These are all part of the things that just add up to that. And that is what the other 50% was about. Prabhupada talked about Varnashram, and then within that Varnashram, then all of these other aspects of living. This is all about living, whereas I always make that, I emphasize whenever I talk to devotees in the city, they only have two businesses there. One is either they're preachers, or the other is they're making millions to spread Krishna consciousness. Otherwise they got no business living in the city. It's just suicide. Suicide for no reason. This one is for serving Lord Chaitanya's mission, but if you're just existing in the city, you're wasting your human form of life. But we need a social structure. We can't just superimpose different activities or different aspects of self-sufficiency onto the monstrous or demoniac society that we live in. Particularly in democracies, we have the luxury to, more or less, as long as we're not breaking the law, to actually develop a social system which may not be legally recognized, but it's something in which we can actually work in. And if that exists, and we actually develop that, I think we'll solve a lot of the dysfunctionality that's in our movement, the role of abuse of children, cows, ladies, the role of ladies, men, divorce. Anyway, the list is too long to go on here, but because we haven't defined how it is that we're meant to live. And as long as we keep doing what they're doing out there, we're going to keep doing what they're doing out there. And what they're doing out there isn't what we should be doing. So anyway, once again, thank you all very much. And we hope to see you well before next year. Come, actually you should all come to the ELM meeting. That would be a very important thing, to have all of these devotees there as a presence, which happens, it will be on the first weekend of October, right? And and at Radhadesh, because just then you have an opportunity both to make presentations, to interact with the other leaders, the temple presidents, and once again, this type of personal association is really invaluable. And I can see there's a lot of emotion everywhere about sort of a lost or forgotten cause that's actually such an important thing. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Thank you, Shuddha. Thank you all for coming, and please take a little present. It would like to